Listeners and readers of my commentary know that I've spoken out against what I believe is Israeli misbehavior. So I get flooded with one-sided petitions condemning Israeli behavior. To make myself completely clear, I see merit and fault on both sides. I will not sign one-sided petitions. I'm reminded of my conversation with a Palestinian student who argued with me that Palestinians have the right to kill Israelis, any Israelis, military or civilian, and they have no right to shoot back, only to accept their fate. I questioned him to make sure I was hearing him accurately. What he was making clear was the attitude or brainwashing that dehumanized the other side. That's the attitude we have to fight against. There's plenty of sin to go around, plenty of decent behavior to admire, but I will not participate in the dehumanization of either side to this controversy, and no just solution will result from seeing the crimes only of one side. Peace is universal and bilateral. And that's the problem. Public opinion works like a pendulum. It swings, but it doesn't stop. No doubt my commentary on the war in the Middle East is ineffective, not only because I'm just one small voice among many, but because I'm trying to stop the pendulum, even while believing it virtually impossible to do. I pray for leaders with the wisdom to bring this debacle to an end, but leaders are political, and what they see is one-sided passion, not the cool calculation which might calm the situation down for the benefit of both sides. There are repeated stories about some Israelis and some Palestinians coming together trying to humanize the other and bring a peaceful attitude. There are combined orchestras, movie and television productions, poetry and study groups, and individual people reaching out. But their efforts seem quixotic. The great mass of Israelis and Palestinians never get to know each other on human terms. This is partly the cultural consequence of a part of the world in which tolerance is seen as leaving each group to be educated by their own. Jews go to school with Jews, Palestinians with Palestinians, and there's no one in either set of schools to say, this is libelous, that's not true, it didn't happen that way. So we get the same hyperbole that we get in any crowd or mob. To be fair, the Israeli press is much more open and more contentious about these issues than our own, and I believe than the Palestinian press. But the constituency of people on both sides who can see the other's humanity and support peace, support it through adversity, is small. I commented last week that whenever peace looms, someone kills someone on the other side, and in the process, kills peace as well. Of course, we have negotiated peace while hostilities were still going on in various parts of the world, but in the Middle East, everyone insists that the other lay down arms, and that the other is responsible for every weapon used, especially when there is discussion about peace. So it becomes possible for anyone and everyone to veto peace via political murder. It's as if the Archduke of Austria is killed every week in the Middle East, and the governments of Israel and Palestine see no alternative to renewed fighting. The murderers run both states. Somehow, I don't claim to know how. We have to develop a movement for peace, for mutual respect, not for taking sides.